Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Reassurance by Mary Sutherland. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Isaiah 43:2. In a bookstore, I spotted one of my friends, Carol, who was asking an employee where she could find a new suspense novel that had just been released. The young man quickly handed Carol the book from his personal stash behind the counter and went back to work. I watched a smile spread across Carol's face as she examined her new treasure, while gently turning the book over in her hands and flipping through the pages. Carol then did something I absolutely could not believe. She turned to the last several pages of the book and began reading. I couldn't help myself. "Okay, I have to confess that I saw you reading the last few pages of the book. Why in the world did you read the ending? Won't that spoil the story for you?" I asked. "Not at all," Carol quickly responded. "Before I buy a book, I always read the ending to make sure I really want that particular book," she explained. Seeing the look of disbelief on my face, she laughed and admitted, "I know it sounds crazy, but I have to know that everything turns out okay before I commit to reading the book." The more I thought about Carol's words, the more I realized that, as followers of God, we need to do the same. We need to live every minute of every day, knowing that no matter what we face, we can truly say, "God's got it." When we focus only on what we can see and understand or explain, we will worry. Fear and doubt will become familiar companions if we live each day against the backdrop of this broken world and our desperate circumstances. Our only hope is God. Let's pray. Father, I am tempted to worry about so many things. Our world is a mess. Forgive me for focusing on anything or anyone but you. Thank you for the Bible that equips and empowers me to live each day. Right now, I declare that you are my only hope. Please help me remember that you really are in control. In Jesus' name, amen.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.